Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Forage members across the state are under the leadership of a young lady from Muhlenberg County. Kentucky 4-H President Jonna Woodson says she and her state officer team hit the ground running after they were elected at the state 4-H team conference in June.
So far, it has absolutely flown by, but it's been a journey of a lifetime. I remember when I was an eighth grader when I first saw a green jacket, and I thought that's a one in a million chance that I'll ever get to do that. And it's still a feeling of awe every time I put this jacket on. It still blows my mind away that I'm able to and get to do this.
Woodson says the year has been a very busy one.
My officer team and I, we did a few Communications Day trainings, kind of created our goals for the officer year, got ready to go on with it. In August, we had 2 weeks of the state fair, which was amazing. It was absolutely incredible to get to spend all day in Cloverville, hand out awards, make even more connections with 4-H'ers. In September, we led our first state team council meeting. State team council is a leadership board that the state officers are in charge of.
She says the fall continued with a leadership conference and something you'll see in the county courthouse next year.
We all four went to the Southern Region Teen Leadership Conference, which is a multi-state national conference in Tennessee. And in October, we took our photos for the ag tag. So those will be out in February in every courthouse in the state of Kentucky.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Kentucky 4-H President Jonna Woodson says she got her start in a classroom club by doing a demonstration.
Part of the classroom clubs was doing the demonstration in front of the class, and I was always terrified of that. I didn't even enjoy it. And but then as I grew more comfortable with public speaking and being up in front of people, I was opened up to the idea of 4-H camp. And I told myself, and my mom even told me, she said, "There's no way, honey, that you'll stay at 4-H camp all by yourself." Well, I did. I fell in love with it. I wanted to keep going back. I couldn't get enough.
She encourages other 4-H members to go for their goals in the organization.
No matter what goal that you have for yourself, it's never going to be too large if you surround yourself with the people who's going to support you and push you to better yourself and challenge you. Challenges are scary. They especially were for me when I thought about running for a state office. But if you go after those challenges and tackle them with the support system behind you, even if you fail, there's always going to be a way where you can improve upon yourself.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.